It's not miserable for a horse. Mergen, throw him out, and don't let him back inside till he takes care of his horse. Not that we had done all that decent a job ourselves, but at least we'd gotten them in out of the wet. Cordy, when the old gal finishes fussing over Lady, ask her how far it is to the main. The main? You're not still. I'm still. As soon as I get some chow inside me and a couple hours of sleep. It's what I came down for, and it's what I'm going to do. Your pals have been running a game on us, whatever their reasons, and I don't like it. If I can take the company on without getting drafted into somebody's fight, I'm going to do it. He sort of smiled. All right, if you have to see for yourself, see for yourself. But be careful. Goblin came in, looking sheepish and conciliatory and wet. Where are you going now, Croaker? Where we were going in the first place, the river. Maybe I can save you the trouble. I doubt it. But let's hear it. You find out something while you were adventuring on your own? His eyes narrowed. Sorry, it wasn't one of my all-time best nights. You're having a lot of not-so-good times in recent years, Croaker. Being captain gives you a sour stomach.
Yeah.
We exchanged stares. I won the look-down. He said, "After Lady and I split up, I only got about half a mile before I realized them brown guys weren't being fooled. I knew I did a good job with the illusion. If they didn't all come after me, then they had some mojo of their own somewhere. I already suspected they did on account of how they stuck all the time, even when we outran them. So I figured if I couldn't get back to Lady, I'd do the next best thing and go after whoever was controlling and guiding them. When I started sniffing around for it, it was damned easy to find. And they gave me no trouble. I guess they figured if I would go away from Lady, they'd leave me alone. Only a few stuck with me. I turned on them and uncorked a few specials I was saving for the next time One Eye got out of line. And after they all stopped kicking, I buzzed over there and sneaked up. And there was this hilltop that had been sort of hollowed out, like a bowl. And down in the bowl there was these six guys all facing a little fire. Only there was something weird. You couldn't see them right. It was like you was looking at them through a fog. Only the fog was black, sort of. Lots of little shadows, I guess you'd call them. Some of them no bigger than a mouse's shadow, all buzzing around like bees." He was talking as fast as his mouth would go, yet I knew he was having trouble telling what he had seen. That words for what he wanted to convey did not exist, at least in any languages us mundanes would understand. "I think they were seeing what we were doing in the flames, then sending those shadows out to tell their boys what to do to us and how to get into our way." "Huh? Maybe you were lucky not dealing with them so much in the daytime." "Right. I figured I'd had troubles enough chasing a walking tree stump around the countryside. See any crows while you were at it?" He looked at me funny. "Yeah, as a matter of fact. See, I was laying there in the mud looking at these guys, trying to figure out what I had in the trick bag that I could smack them with, and all of a sudden there's about 20 crows swooping around. The whole thing blew up like it was raining naphtha instead of water. Cooked those brown guys good. Only those crows maybe weren't crows. You know what I mean?"
"Not till you tell me."
"I only saw them for a second, but it seemed like I could see right through them."
"You always do," I muttered, and he looked at me weird again. "So you figure any